Kivrei Oivzei Kachovim, the Beis HaKvaris, the cemetery of Goyim, is Eina Metamim B'Yoyel. There's no din Tumas Oyel by a Goy, only by a Jew when he's mace, not by a Goy. When a Goy is mace, there's no Tumas Oyel. The Drashi has Samayla Layim. Like if you have a Goy, a dead Goy in the room, and you'd walk into the room, you would not become Tamei. As long as you don't touch him, just Metumas Oyel in the same roof, the same under the same roof. Now by a Jew, if you have a mace in the same room, the tumah goes up to the roof and comes down as matamil. That you're an Adam. So Dashin Atem Kriyan Adam. You're called an Adam. V'yein Adichovim Kriyan Adam. But an Adichovim is not called an Adam. Trashi Atem Kriyan Adam. V'gabe tumas oyok siv Adam ki yamas b'yoyel. The person is asking an Adam. What's called an Adam? A Jew and not a guy. A Jew is called an Adam and not a guy. Mesvei have a kashra in this. The pasuk says, "V'nefesh Adam sheish osar elef." So it says there, "V'nefesh." And here it's talking about goyim over there. Trashi b'midyun ksiv. The midyun were goyim. So you see, it says the word of Adam even by goyim. So where it says mishum behema, it wants to say there because it's talking about animals. So the contrast of an animal, it says, but not the pshat that really have a shame. Must be one. An Adam, that's why they say an Adam. Dam Adam means only a Jew and not a guy. Fight for the Markasha. Arshe Yeshbo Aharbe Mishte Mosa Rubuya Adam. Arshe Layode Benyamin Lusmoiloi. Or the Hema Rabba. They're also talking about the about Yain, they're talking about the Anshe Ninveh, about the Goyim. So Gemara says, also Mishrim Behema. Since it says the word behemoth there, you want to say the difference between a man and a behemoth, that's why it says the word Adam. But not really they have a shame Adam. Stam Adam is only a Jew and not a guy. I the apostle says in Bamidbar, Kol Horig Nefesh, V'chonegeya B'chalal, Tizchato, that Kol Horig Nefesh, anybody that was killed, that Tizchato, so Rashi said, Kol Horig Nefesh, V'midyun Ksiv, V'midaboyi Tumas Shiva Alma Mitamo. They're talking about Tumas mid by Midyun. They were goyim. It says whoever was killed and you touch them, you become Tame 7 days. So Kurat Smashma what the Tumas oil. So Mar says no. Dilma Ikto Chad mi Israel. First of all, maybe one Jew was killed there also. So because of the Jew, that's why the Tumas oil. For Rabban the Gemara says no, that they bring a raya from here that a goy is called an Adam. A goy has a Tumas oil. Because Lenifka the Menuish it says that no Jew at all was killed there. So all that was killed was only the Goyim. And still it says they became Tumas Shiva. So Mashma, when a Goy dies, there is a Tumas Hameis there. So who, what does Hashem and Yechoy do with this? Hashem and Yechoy, Lanifku Menu Ish, Li Aveira. Just means nobody did an Aveira there. Nobody had Znus there. But Enoch Nami, it could be that a Jew did die there. So maybe the Tumas Oya was because of the Jew. Ravina says no. Nehi de Matinu. Kro mitumuye biyoyol tichsiv adam ki yamis biyoyol. Good. All Rav Shimon Nechoy meant to say is that that the pasuk says adam ki yamis biyoyol. An adam means after a man, a Jew, and not a goy. So what does a goy not have? Which tumah? Only tumas oil. But mimago mas o masa mimatino kro. But to say that if you touch a dead goy or if you carry a dead goy, there the pasuk doesn't say no. So therefore, if you touch a dead guy or you carry a dead guy, Havad, you would have Tumas Shiva. You would have Tumas Tameis. The Apostle only says, Adam ki yamas b'yoyel by Tumas Oyel. So that's the lacha. If a guy dies, so Tumas Oyel there isn't. But if you touch him, you do become Tamei. So after it says by Midyon, they were Tamei there, they don't have Tumas Shiva. That's because over there they touched the Midyonim, the dead Midyonim. But if you don't touch them, just Tumas Oyel you don't have by a guy. So the Mishnah. Iris es hamona. Let's say a kohen, a regular kohen, married an hamona. He's mutter. He's allowed to marry an hamona. He's not a kohen gadol yet. The nismanali is kohen gadol, but then he was appointed to be the kohen gadol, and they didn't make nisuin yet. So the shaila we had before is he allowed to make nisuin or not? So the mishnah says yichnois. Yes, he's allowed to make nisuin. If the yisur is only a kohen gadol, can't make kedushin, can't be mekadosh an hamona. But here that he had the Kedushin before when he was a regular Kohen, and then he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to make Nisuin. Omaisa once happened to Yeshua ben Gamlo, Shekidish Esmaso Bas Bitum. He married his wife, Omanua Melech Lias Kohen Gadol. And then the Kohen Gadol, the Melech made him to be the Kohen Gadol, the Konsa, and he made Kedud Nisuin. The Masma, she was in an Amono. So you see clearly you are allowed to make Nisuin in the Amono. Shemeris Yavam Shenoflof Ne Kohen Hedjit. Let's say one brother died, so now his wife falls upon the other brother that's a Kohen. And a Kohen is not a married an Amona. V'nisman Elias Kohen Gadol, and then while he's still a Shemeris Yavam, they pointed him to be the Kohen Gadol, his Afa Pishosa Maimer Avezel Lo Yichlis. Even though he made Maimer, but Maimer is only Kedushin with Rabbonin, with Yiraisin you have no Kedushin at all with the Yet, even though there's Yezika, but it's not Mamish like Kedushin, so now that you're appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, you're not allowed to marry her, you can't make B with her, because she's not your wife yet. So Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amona, there's no me, he can't make Yibam. Tell Rabbonin, Minayin, how do we know this? Shemiris es Almona, if a Kohen made Kedushin with an Amona, when his man is Kohen Gadol, then he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. She yichves. How do we know he's allowed to marry her to make nisuyin? Tamulem. The pasuk says yikach isha. So what's the avera? A Kohen Gadol cannot make kicha, can't make kedushin in Amona. But if he already made her when he heter, when he was a Kohen Hedyit, now to make nisuyin that's mutter. For the Mori Hachi, if so, shemeres yavam nami. Of course, shemeres yavam also is not called a kicha. You don't have to make a kicha by a shemeres yavam. All you have to do is make a bia. And the Gemara, Isha v'lo yivama. Pasuk says, Yikach Isha v'lo yivama. That a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a yivama. Special me at Akro. Even though he's not making Kedushin now, he's only making Nisuyin, but the Maisa to me at Akro, Isha v'lo yivama, Kohen Gadol, cannot be Miyabe if she's called an Amona to give like an Amona to a Kohen Gadol. Maisa Yeshua, for the Gemara, Manu in Nisman Aloy.
Mashma, just the king himself appointed him. But not that he was Nismana appointed by everybody. Some Rav Yosef Rossi said, Ketir kechazin hocha, that there's conspiracy that he sees over here. Like Rashi says, Kesha shall reshoim ani reikan, he sees something like ruin, something wrong happened here. The what? The Yomer Rav Asi, Tarkavo de dinre ailele marsa basbisom leyane malka, that is, Marsa's Bas Bitnor, she brought him some money to the king. Ademukilel Yeshua ben Gamlo Bekane Ravravi, until the king appointed him to be the Kohen Gadol. In other words, really maybe he didn't deserve to be, but she like bribed the king, she gave the king money, and because of the king, that's why this Lashon of Manuhu, that the king himself appointed him, even though it was not in this Manu, by the whole Tzibur. Alright, we'll stop here.
We're holding our Samach Aleph, Omer Aleph, in the second Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Shemes. Achiv, a Kohen Gadol, that his brother died, is Cholitz Flo Miyabim. The Locher is, he has to make Chalitza, and he's not allowed to make Yibum. Rashi says, Cholitz Kohen Gadol, Flo Miyabim, the Almonahi, the Asur Eloi. Since his brother died, his wife is called an Amona, a widow. And the Locher is, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amona. It's an Isra Asay. Gemara says, Kaposik v'toni, like we learn clearly, there's no doubt that loishino min erusin v'loishino min hanesuyin. There's no difference whether his brother was married with only kedushin or whether it was nesuyin. In both cases, we say when his brother dies, the kohen gadol cannot do the mitzvah yibum, but only make chalitza. Gemara says like this: Bishleim min hanesuyin, bishleim if the brother was married, had nesuyin, lived with his wife, and now his brother died. Is Esai Veloisa Sehu. For a Kohen Gadol to marry her, he's being over two Isurim. There's the Isur Asay that she's an Almona, and there's also a Lav that she's a Bula. The Torah says he's not allowed to marry a Bula, he has to marry a Bsula. So the Nisa Esai Veloisa Sehu, a Kohen Gadol can't marry her. That's good. V'yein Esai Doicha Loisa Sehu Yesai. Therefore, now that his brother dies and his wife falls him to Yibum, even though it's a mitzvah essay Yibum, but we do not say essay is doicha, loisa say en an essay. Elam in erusin, but if the brother only made kedushin with his wife, he did not live with her yet, she's still called a b'sula. If so, the only thing wrong for the Kohen Gadol to miyabmar is the fact that she's an amona. For the mara yova yesay v'yitches loisa say. The Fakir, I said before you, that there's a lav not to marry an Amona. The Yisra Asay is Fakir that says, Kim Besula Miyamov, that's an Yisra Asay. He's not allowed to marry a Bula, that's an Yisra Asay. But that's that the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amona, that's a lav. The Torah says he can't marry an Amona. So since it's only a lav, The klal should be, let the essay of Yibim come and be doicha the loistasei. As yod the essay of Yitzchak loistasei. Sakam, the Mishnah says that if a Kohen Gadol's dies without kids, he can't be miyavim the wife because she's an amona. So what if she's an amona? It's only a lav, and the klal is essay of doicha loistasei. So he should do the mitzvah Yibim, the essay should be doicha the loistasei. So Gemara says, Gzeira biya rishay not to be a shniya. Staka true. The first biya that you do, that's a mitzvah yibum. On that you would say, esadei chaloisa say. But after the first biya, the second biya is also. Lamaisa, she's an almona. The lacher is a kind godl as a lav not to live with an almona. So every biya has with her is a biya sisa. So the second biya, that's what's also. So the kid says, it's a gzeira of biya rishay not to be a shniya. Rashi's voice of yesay almona la yikach, that's a lav, and besula yikach v'loy bula, that's a nisrasei. So that was the kashya, but on the suyin is very good. Min erusin, let the yesay chaloisasei. The teretz is, sigzera, we can't let him do yibum, because we're afraid maybe he'll have a second bia. And the second bia has no special mitzvah, that's only a nisrasei lav, therefore it's awesome. The Mishnah says, kayin hedyit la yisailinis. A regular kohen is not allowed to marry an islandess. An islandess is an isha that can't have children. El im kem yesh la isha ubonim. Unless he already has an isha and he has children already. So now he can marry a second lady even though he can't have children from her. Rabbi Yehudi Leimer, afa pi shnesh la isha ubonim. No, even though he already has one wife and he has children already, la yis islandess. Still you should not marry an islandess. That's Rabbi Yehudi Shita. Shehi zayin ha'amur batayra. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's called the Zayna. Anisha that can't have children, every Bia is called the Bia that you can't have children from. That's called the Zayna. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Soon said Allah, we are whole like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chacham Mayim Nachom say, Ein Zayna, no. Who's called Anisha that's a Zayna? Only El Giyaris. Anisha that was once a Goy, and now she became a Jew, a Giyaris. So he said that when she was a Goy, she for sure has Nus. And that made her a shame Zayna. Or Meshachreris, or else she's a Shivcha Kananis, that now she became freed. It's also the same thing. When she was a Shivcha, she had Znus, so she has a Shem Zoyna. Vishen Nivala Bila Znus. Whereas even if she's a Bas Yisrael, she was born a regular Bas Yisrael, but she had a Bila Znus, that's what makes her into a Zoyna. Rashi says, she now has Bila Znus, going Yisrael, less Anivellus, the Apostle Law. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. So here, so the Mishnah says here a few Chedushim. That a Kohen Hedyot should not marry an islandess, only unless he has already children. And if Yehuda says no, even if he already has an isha, already has children, still he's not allowed to marry an islandess. And the Gemara says it's lav dafka Kohen, it means any Jew. Nobody should marry an islandess, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you know that every bia you have with her is called the bia's nus, because since you can't have children from her, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that's called the zayna. The Gemara says like this, Omale resh galusa l'rafuna. Rish Lus asked Rav Huna, my timer, what's the reason that Tanakhama says a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to marry an islandess, an isha that can't have children? So you want to tell me, Mishum Pir Yavrivia? Because the Kohen has the mitzvah to have children, and if he marries such an isha, he can't have children, therefore he shouldn't marry her. So for the Gemara, Pir Yavrivia Kahanamu de Nifkadi, for Yisrael and Nifkadi, are only Kahanam Mechuyiv in this mitzvah, and a regular Yisrael not? Like, if that's the reason why you should not marry her, because you can't have children, so it's not only a Kohen, it's any Jew should not be able to marry her, because he won't be able to do the mitzvah per Puravu. So Marit is Omalei, it's like a true what you're saying. Nobody should marry an islandess, only unless you already have an issue with children. Why? So why does the Mishnah though say a Kohen? The Kabo Yilamisni Sefer. We have Yehudu Lai Nerafa.